Ever feel like you're just drowning in data at work?
Oh, yeah.
Spreadsheets, like, sprawling in every direction.
Right.
Presentations with more bullet points than a pin cushion. And,
for sure.
Don't even get me started on those never-ending email chains.
It's a common feeling, for sure. But you know what's really interesting is that it's not just the volume of information anymore.
Hmm.
It's the pace at which it changes.
Yeah.
It's like trying to sip from a fire hose of data.
Exactly. And that brings us to today's deep dive.
Okay.
We're taking a plunge into the top 10 business analyst tools of 2024.
Okay.
Now, before you hit that skip button thinking, wait, I'm not a business analyst.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
This article isn't about job titles.
Right.
It's about tools that anyone who deals with data, communication, or problem solving can benefit from.
It's about working smarter.
Right.
Not harder.
Couldn't agree more. And speaking of working smarter,
sure.
The article really emphasizes the importance of strong foundational skills.
Yes.
Even in this age of fancy tech.
Yeah.
They actually included good old Microsoft Office in their top 10.
It might seem surprising.
Right.
But it really highlights a crucial point.
Okay.
A flashy tool is only as good as the person wielding it.
Mm.
Just like a chef needs to master knife skills before whipping up a gourmet meal.
Right.
We need to be comfortable with the basics of data literacy.
So it's like having all the ingredients for an amazing dish.
Yeah.
But needing to know how to actually, you know,
right.
chop an onion without taking out a finger.
Exactly.
Microsoft Office is our chef's knife.
Think about Excel, for example.
Yeah.
Spreadsheets are the workhorses of the data world. Mm-hmm. And knowing how to organize data, create formulas, and present information clearly is essential.
And let's be honest, we've all been there.
Right.
Hunched over a spreadsheet at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Trying to make sense of the numbers.
Exactly.
So before we get to the more advanced tools.
Sure.
Mastering the fundamentals in something like Excel is key.
Absolutely. Think of it as building a strong foundation for a house.
Okay.
Once you have that, you can start adding on those fancy features.
Right.
Like bay windows, or in our case, data visualization tools.
Okay. I like where this is going.
Okay.
So
yeah.
We've laid the groundwork with our trusty Microsoft suite.
Okay.
Now what's next in our data-driven toolkit?
This is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
The article highlights a trio of tools that I like to call the visual powerhouses.
Okay.
Tableau, Power BI, and yes,
okay.
even good old Microsoft Visio can play in this league.
Okay.
They're all about turning data into something you can actually see and understand, which, believe me, is a game changer.
Because who wants to stare at endless rows and columns when you can have a vibrant graph or an interactive chart?
Right.
It's like the saying goes, a picture's worth 1,000 data points.
Exactly. Our brains are wired to process visual information much faster than raw data.
Right.
Imagine instead of saying sales are trending upwards, you can show that growth with a clear, compelling graph in Tableau or Power BI, maybe even breaking it down by region or demographic.
Right.
Suddenly, you're not just presenting numbers.
Yeah.
You're telling a story.
It's like the difference between reading a recipe and watching a cooking show.
Yeah.
Visuals make it come alive.
Exactly.
But it's not just about making things look pretty, right? It's about uncovering insights that might have stayed hidden in a spreadsheet black hole.
You hit the nail on the head.
Okay.
Let's say you're trying to improve a website's design.
Okay.
And you're wondering why people aren't clicking that buy now button.
Right.
A tool like Power BI can visually map user journeys through the site, highlighting where they hesitate or drop off.
Right.
You get to see the problem areas, making it much easier to fix them.
It's about making data actionable.
Yes.
Not just there.
But before we move on.
Sure.
I want to circle back to Visio for a second.
Okay.
Honestly, I used to think of it as the go-to for flowcharts and maybe mapping out office layouts.
Right.
How does it hold up against these sleeker visualization tools?
Don't underestimate the power of a good visual map, even in a world of interactive dashboards. Visio might seem old school,
right?
But it's incredibly versatile.
Okay.
Imagine you're trying to streamline a process, like how customer orders are processed.
Mm-hmm.
Visio lets you visually map out each step,
right?
From the initial click to the final delivery.
Okay.
Making it easy to spot bottlenecks or inefficiencies.
Okay. I'm starting to see the light. It's like taking a messy desk drawer and organizing it with those little dividers.
Yes. Yeah. Suddenly, everything has its place, and you can actually find what you need.
And, you know, speaking of organization and keeping everyone on the same page.
Right.
That brings us to our next group of tools. The collaboration champions, as I like to call them.
Ah, yes, because even with the most stunning visualizations, projects can still go off the rails if teams aren't communicating effectively.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's where tools like Confluence,
okay.
Jira, and yes, even Zoom come in.
Right.
Now, before you groan about Zoom fatigue,
yeah.
remember, it's all about using the right tool for the right job.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
But what makes these tools stand out from the sea of collaboration platforms out there?
It's all about how they integrate and streamline work processes.
Okay.
Let's take Confluence, for example. Yep. It's more than just a document sharing platform. It's like a central hub where teams can create a knowledge base,
right.
collaborate on documents in real time,
uh-huh.
and keep track of versions.
Yeah.
So you're not hunting down that elusive final version 3.doc.
Okay, that's a lifesaver.
Yeah.
Especially when you're dealing with multiple stakeholders all chiming in with their two cents.
Right.
Confluence is like the virtual conference room where everyone can contribute and stay on track.
Exactly. And then there's Jira.
Okay.
Which is a favorite for teams who embrace agile methodologies.
Agile methodologies. Could you unpack that a little for those of us who haven't been initiated into the project management world?
Of course. In simple terms,
okay.
Agile is about breaking down large projects into smaller, more manageable chunks called sprints, and then constantly adapting and iterating based on feedback.
Right.
And Jira is designed to support that process.
Oh.
You can create Kanban boards to visually track tasks,
uh-huh.
assign responsibilities,
yeah.
and prioritize work in a way that keeps everyone aligned.
So it's like having a digital project manager, keeping everyone on schedule and, dare I say, organized.
Right.
But does it ever feel too controlling, asking for a friend who might be a bit of a free spirit?
That's the beauty of these tools. They're customizable.
Okay.
You can adapt them to your team's workflow and communication style.
Right.
And yes, even Zoom, as much as we might joke about it,
right.
has become essential for those quick check-ins,
right.
brainstorming sessions, and
yeah.
yes, even virtual water cooler moments that help teams stay connected.
Right.
Especially in a remote or hybrid work environment.
Because sometimes you just need to see a friendly face, even if it's through a screen, right?
Exactly.
It's that human connection that can make all the difference when you're feeling lost in a sea of data and deadlines.
Speaking of which, there's one more tool we need to discuss.
Okay.
One that's causing quite a stir in the world of business analysis and beyond.
No, I think I know where you're going with this.
Yeah.
It's the AI disruptor.
Yeah.
ChatGPT.
ChatGPT.
This thing has been everywhere lately, and the article definitely gives it a prime spot on the list.
And for good reason.
Yeah.
ChatGPT and other generative AI tools like it
right.
have the potential to fundamentally change how we work with information.
I have to admit, I'm both excited and a little intimidated by the whole AI thing. It's like, imagine having a research assistant who can analyze massive data sets.
Yeah.
Summarize key findings,
right.
even draft reports, all at lightning speed.
Yeah, yeah.
But then there's that other part of me that wonders,
right.
what happens to our own critical thinking skills?
Yeah. Right.
Our ability to analyze and interpret information if we become too reliant on these tools. It's that classic too much of a good thing dilemma.
Yeah, right. right.
Like, sure, I'd love to have a robot do my taxes.
Right.
But I also want to understand what's going on with my own money.
It's a valid concern.
Yeah.
And honestly, one that experts are still grappling with.
Right.
But rather than thinking of it as a replacement,
yeah.
let's consider how AI tools can augment our existing skills.
Okay.
Imagine using ChatGPT to analyze a huge market research report, pulling out the key trends and data points for you.
Right.
Instead of spending hours sifting through pages of text.
Right.
You can use that time to interpret those findings, develop strategies,
yeah.
and come up with creative solutions.
Right.
Things that AI, at least for now,
yeah.
can't quite replicate.
It's like having a superpowered assistant
right.
free you up to focus on the big picture thinking.
Yeah.
But that also begs the question.
Sure.
What skills are going to be most valuable in a world where AI is handling more of the heavy lifting?
It's not just about crunching numbers or writing reports anymore.
Okay.
It's about being able to frame the right questions,
yeah.
think critically about the data you're given, mm-hmm. and communicate your insights in a way that resonates with people.
Yeah.
Those soft skills, communication, collaboration, empathy,
yeah.
those are becoming increasingly important in this tech-driven world.
So it's not just about what tools you know,
right.
but how you use them, and more importantly, right. how you interact with the people around you.
Yeah.
The human element is still key.
Absolutely.
Okay.
In fact, the article emphasizes that even with all these advanced tools, mm-hmm. strong communication skills are still essential for business analysts.
Right.
Or really anyone who wants to be an effective leader.
Because at the end of the day, data is meant to be shared,
exactly.
understood, and used to make informed decisions, right? Mm-hmm.
And who better to guide those decisions than someone who can bridge the gap between complex data yeah. and human understanding?
Someone who can wrangle the data with one hand and craft a compelling narrative with the other.
Yeah.
That's a powerful combination.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it's not just about being a passive user of these tools,
okay.
but becoming an active participant in shaping how they're developed and used in the future.
Right.
Who knows? Yeah. Maybe one of our listeners will be the one to create the next groundbreaking business analysis tool.
Now, wouldn't that be something? And you know, yeah. that's what I love about these deep dives.
Yeah.
They not only equip you with knowledge.
Right.
But they also spark curiosity.
Yeah.
Get you thinking about possibilities.
Absolutely.
Maybe even inspire a career pivot or two.
Exactly. There's always something new to discover.
Yeah.
And that's what makes continuous learning so exciting.
So to wrap things up,
okay.
we've explored a range of tools from the trusty fundamentals of Microsoft Office
right.
to the visual powerhouses yeah. like Tableau and Power BI, mm. and of course, the collaborative potential of Confluence and Jira,
yeah.
all the way to the AI revolution led by ChatGPT.
Right.
It's quite the toolkit.
And remember, the key takeaway here isn't to become a master of every single tool out there,
right.
but to be aware of what's available,
yeah.
understand their strengths and limitations,
yeah.
and most importantly,
yeah.
figure out how they can help you do your best work,
right.
whatever that may be.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So listeners,
yeah.
as you navigate the ever-evolving landscape of business analysis tools
mm-hmm.
and really the future of work itself,
yeah.
remember, it's not just about the tech.
Right.
It's about the human behind the screen.
Yes.
Your curiosity, your creativity, your ability to connect with others.
Absolutely.
Those are the skills that will truly set you apart.
Well said. Now go forth and analyze with confidence, everyone.
Until next time, keep diving deep, friends.